Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of November 2016, and this is the 480th Moll Out Loud podcast. When I said it was the 480th Moll Out Loud podcast on Saturday, I was telling a porky. Today is the 480th Moll Out Loud podcast. This is the fourth podcast I've done today to send you. And listening to each one, I was so tired that I had just become incoherent in the middle. So this is my final attempt. Before, I was walking into town and it was very, very hot. That certainly didn't help much. It was hot. It's still about 30 degrees and quite humid as well. And so I felt a bit wilting. It's funny. Everything kind of smells in this weather. So we've got these huge and beautiful blooms hanging over people's fences. These roses that are just really blousy. And as I was walking down, I walked in a different route today. I walked the most direct route, which is sort of straight down the road and then turning a right angle and then coming into town that way. And I noticed that the nature strips had become so overgrown with the rain and the sun that we've had that it was waist high at most levels. The grasses were waist high and they'd been completely cut, and the completely cut ones were just revealing absolute whiteness, you know, summer straw basically, no green underneath at all. But the very tall grasses were kind of still this lovely vibrant green, but very hay fevery as well. That was one of the other reasons I had to ditch the last podcast. I got a fit of sneezes walking down that way. I have been very, very tired again yesterday and today. And yesterday I did too much. And today I really didn't have long enough to be able to sleep in. So I've come into town and I had a Qigong class this afternoon. I realized that it's exactly a week since I came back from Launceston and from being with my new grandchild. And so it's still taking me quite a while. I know on Wednesday I certainly felt a lot better, but I certainly do feel a bit better, but I need to be very careful at the moment, I think. Very easy to go over the edge. And I think the other thing is that it was a bit like jet lag, that because I had kind of missed a night, my clock is really weird at the moment and I find it very difficult to go to sleep at night, but I still wake up quite early in the morning. So I think, yes, another few days of trying to give myself more sleep, and tomorrow I shall give myself a proper rest day. So that being said, I was going to tell you about something and I can't, I can remember, that it's this week since coming back from the north, and I realised that my exhaustion is not just the physical, but also I think it's quite emotional, and I'm only just beginning to realise what effect it's having on me. I think that like deaths, births bring up memories of other births, and I mean, not so much mine, but when I adopted my dear daughter, I first saw her in Mumbai when she was 8 days old. So I held her when she was 8 days old, and then I had to leave her. And that was very, very hard. And She was 8 months old before we could actually bring her back to Tasmania. So there was a long wait. I went and visited her for several weeks in the middle. But there was also a point in which all the legalities changed and it looked as if there were not going to be any adoptions let through. So it was quite a fraught period, and I think I really had to harden myself a bit during that time. And what seems to be happening now is that I'm in a better place to start feeling what was going on then. And it's quite emotional, and I'm really, really pleased that I'm being given, I suppose, another opportunity. But it also makes me want to be there as a sort of way of being with them both, both the baby and the mother, to re-knit that time that we didn't have together. So I think all of that is happening, and part of me feels I should be writing all this down, and another part of me thinks that this is kind of way beyond words and I don't know how. So I'm just letting it be, and maybe I shall have to re-listen to my podcasts to hear it again later. I do hope that you have had a bit more energy than me, but if not, that you've been able to give yourself the rest that you need, both emotionally and physically, and that you let yourself off the hook if you are inclined, like I am, to be too hooked onto things. I shall be talking to you again tomorrow, and I really look forward to that. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I hope you have a lovely day today if you're just beginning, or a lovely day tomorrow if that is ahead of you. So I shall talk to you again tomorrow.